Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Flow Ministry. Flow stands for first leaving our way. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Sharon Green. You can follow this message. Teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. Also, we also meet on a by telephone on a conference line every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And that number is 559-546-1100. And the passcode here is 95675 and the pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thank you for listening and hope you will enjoy the teaching of the Word. I'm Minister Ashley, and I will be teaching coming from 1 John chapter 2, and I will elaborate a little bit upon 15 and 17 verses. Let us pray. Righteous and eternal God, our Father, the great I Am, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we can come before you, right, Lord, to magnify thy name and glorify you because you are the truth. You are the wonder. You are the powerful and marvelous King. We thank you to be our shepherd. We thank you for today. We thank you for the Word. We thank you that you're going to bring us into the Word right now. We declare, yes, the truth, blessed be the name of the Lord. And we just want to say thank you for joining in with us today, and I hope you will receive your blessing. Thank God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, great things he have done. So love you the world that he gave us his Son, who he let his life an atonement for sin, and open the life gate that all may go in. Not some, but all may go in. Hallelujah. Yes, we thank God for this opportunity today. Hallelujah. God is good. And God is always to bless us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Now, John, we want to talk about a word that John has spoken or written, and put his pen on a paper and wrote these words in which it's maybe there for our time, and just want to clear the word of God here according to what they're saying. We have a fight, and we got to know how. What are we fighting for? Why are we struggling? And these are the things that we have a problem. Maybe going to church and every for the past so many years, and nothing changed. You know, seems like there will be, and then there are so many started to sleep because they don't think that there's any better anywhere else, or it will ever get better. But we just want you to understand that there is better. But there are the way in which we have to think, how will it get better and how could it get better? And what can we do for it to get better? And there are the facts that is there in which never been told. And maybe the reason why it have never been told to you is because the teacher did not know how or never received it. The way that I maybe show it to you today. If there is a problem, then there is a way you have to get to the root of the problem in order to get rid of it, or to make it work, or make it worthwhile. But from the day of proclamation, knowing that according to the word of action, the announcement that came by the angel, and to said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. There was the first to say that as it came through in the New Testament, according to Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, and it declares the word of God. But we got to understand there is an official public announcement that God also gave the prophet in order to know that expecting a Redeemer, the power, the sons of God, and the Son of God in which name shall be called Jesus. And the reason why for that name Jesus is because it's a saving name. Yes. It is the saving name that saved those are us, or the sinners, or the people, or God, that for us, yes, should be able to be saved through the name, because the name above every name, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, by the glory of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Oh, and we just want to say that he is a powerful news that was given. But the proclamation in which was given was something for us to understand that the word, if you search and get into the word of the foundation chapter of Genesis, where they're gonna tell you of this in which he had to come, and the son which is to, because their outline is there, but we have to really search to see that there was an announcement somewhere. Oh, glory to God. And so the reason why we got to say he is because there he is, and there was a prophet that say, and the virgin shall be with child, and he says not only then, but it shall bear forth a son, and a child is born and a son is given. Oh God, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Thou shalt call his name Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. If you need peace, there is a Prince of Peace. The announcement that was given that there will be a master, oh God, and there will be a prince shall come, and we are to prepare ourselves, because if we need peace, yes, in this trouble world, or never a time, we know we need them now. Glory to God. But there are deceptions in which comes within the concept in which we are to receive or to hold the confidence. And so we wondered why then have been received that, and he came forth according to what Matthew said, that he shall bring forth a son. And the son came, and his name is Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, and he shall save us from our sins. How then we shall save from our sins? There are so much that we need to learn over the years, and maybe we try our best in order to grasp something. Some people are some brothers and sisters somewhere are wondering, there is more somewhere, there got to be more, but they can't receive it. Why? Because they may be not at this place, are not seeking to find, are seeking to find more. The Lord said, seek me, and you will find me, because he will be available, yes, if you seek. Yes, if you knock, he will open. So there are some things we have to do in order to achieve deeper depths, because there are deeper depths and there are higher heights. So to get there, we have to have somewhere to know that there he is. Mm-hmm. But see now that the deception, we have been stealed away, actually have been took away from us and bring us back into some place where we have been deceived somewhere. But because of the deceiver, Jesus came to upset and to declare the truth, and to get the deceiver weaker. Yes, and to conquer, Jesus will conquer because he is the conqueror. Yes, and let us get back according to my foundation lesson, which we're going to say I want to reach and to kind of open up the understanding there according to the word of God. Now, John, the beloved, and which we have been, as according to 1 John 2 and verse 15. It says here, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Now, we cannot get into the part in which the flesh itself and the spirit, So we cannot anchor ourselves within that two parts in which in us. We cannot anchor ourselves within the two parts that is in us. We are in the flesh, that given the flesh and the spirit, because it does not work. So what caused them to not agreed is because the things of the world is the flesh. Are in which the word of God call it flesh. Now this is the nature. Let's say it is a nature in which have been there for us. We born and raised in a certain way. We have been molded a certain way. We come up and see our parent doing the same thing, going the same direction, and we also learn and really learn it. Very, very well. We mold that way. We grown that way. We actually glued that way. And for us to get apart, it takes someone like the Savior of the world, the God Son, yes, who came to give us that place and to place us in that place in which we can able to grasp the word of God. And without we not grasping the word, then we cannot have it. Glory to God. So therefore, what I want to say to you first, the first thing, we have to accept the word of God. We have to accept the word of God in order to get out of this. It says, love not the world. And so much of us are into it because we love the things of the world. And while we love the things of the world, doing the things of the world, acting at things of the world, while we are saying we are Christian or we are Christ-like, and we are loving and doing the things of the world, then we can hardly know ourselves. Nobody can even point us out who we are, because we seem like we are into a twofold sentence. We have been sentenced we have been deceived. So we're having a deception here if we are playing the flesh and the spirit. Because if we are playing the flesh and the spirit, then it won't work. It won't work. Hear this. So he said the things that are in the world. Now it says, any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So this is what we're talking about. If we love then the world, the things of the world, which the Bible calls, or the teaching of the word, which is called the flesh. If we are in the flesh, and we are Christian seeking to walk on a better part than which we are troubling on, and there is a path in which we have to choose. But there is one way we have to look. There is one way we got to go. There is only one way, glory to God. And there is no way we can go down that path and say we going to obtain what the Lord has prepared for us or give us, and we on the two path at the same time. No man can serve two master, glory to God, because you will love one and you will hate the other. So you cannot serve God and mama. And here is in the same context, it says, you will hold to one and despise the other. So you cannot in the world or in the worldly stuff fill your mind, fill yourself, and fill your whole being with the things of the world and say, well, there is more. You have to see more. Well, let's go on to the other verse. There is more. Glory to God. We have been tricked. We have been deceived. And so because we have deceived by the deceiver, there are times when we got to look around and say, no, I have been deceived by the deceiver, because there is more. And what am I, where am I at, and where am I standing, where am I going? Or somebody said, well, if somebody may stop and look and say, well, I don't like where I'm going, I don't like where I am, and I just want to make a turn around and make a turn around and straighten the path in which you have been traveling. Glory to God. He that loved the world do the things of the world. And he that loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Not in him. Not in him at all. So for all that is in the world, listen to that. All, for all that is in the world, that's verse 15. That's going down to verse 16. And it says, the lust of the flesh. Now, you see, these are the things, as I said, verse 15, go down to verse, verse 16, what he is saying right there, talking about the lovers of the world, or the lovers of the things of the world. He says, for all that is in the world, the lust, all of these things that are there in the world to actually chant us most. The Bible says, all these things that chaunt me most, let me sacrifice it to his blood. Yes, because he was able to do that which has been committed into his hand. Glory to God. And yes, it says, here in the verse, it says, the flesh. It says, the lust of the flesh. The flesh lusted after the things of the world, the things that they love, the lovers of the things of the world. The love of the Father is not in them. But we got to understand how to get out of them. The flesh love all the things of the world. You know, when according to chapter 4, according to Matthew and verse 4, and there which he had said, he had been tempted. He had been tempted, dear, the Lord Jesus Christ had been tempted by the devil. The same way we have been tempted and tried. And dear, if you tempted and he win you over, then we got have a problem. But Jesus used the word of God and him, and said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And it went on to says, the word said, man shall not live by anything else, but by the word of God that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Glory to God. The word. Now, they're talking about that in the flesh, which the flesh love. And we live in the flesh. We're born in the flesh. We do all the things in the flesh. But so we got to change. Some changes got to go on. The lust that is said, you just panter after. That's what you want. You want just panter after the things of the world. You say the flesh panter. The flesh want to get it. They want to reach. As David says, so has my soul panted after thee, as the bird panted after the water brook. Oh, therefore, so we are panter. Now, we are therefore according to that in which he said, I will not stay in the place that I am, because I am seeing that I am being stolen. Something has been stolen away from me, because the thief come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. So he has to bring to us the things that look good of the world. And so as he took Jesus up on the mountain and said, look down there and look at the city. If you bow down and worship me, I will give you all of these. And so, glory to God. Deception in which have been seems to dwell within the mind and within our world, that our world turn upside down and we cannot find ourselves, we cannot find our place, because some of us are searching and looking and cannot find it. Because here, the reason why we cannot find it, because first of all, we have to give our hearts, our minds unto the Lord. We have to give God a chance in our life. That these things in which blinded our eyes, glory to God, blinded our minds, that we cannot see, we cannot hear, but we says all these things, all that is out there that is on my mind that I see, I want, and I want, and I want, and I want, and I, we talk about I, me and I, and all these things in which we want. And so we pat our minds and our every thoughts in it, and we become mold in it, and we cannot shake it, because Jesus, you're not invite Jesus in your life, so we cannot shake it without he comes in. You have to invite him. So they said, the lust of the eyes, what we see, what we want. What we see in our everyday life is what we want, and we strive towards what we see and what we want. We lust after it. We go after it. We lie to get it. We steal to get it. And we do everything that possible in order to get it or to receive it. And when you get it, you still have a problem, because you're not, may not know, we're not made for these things. We were made to worship and to glorify God in the fullness. Glory to God. And let's go on in the same verse. It says the pride of life and the pride of life. What is then we talk about that within the pride of life? The things that you have. Things that you have and things that you talk about. I got this and I have that. And who am I? What I have, my PhD, and what have you, and all the things and all that I have and all that. And we talk about the things that we have achieved or what we have, and we worship them. And we never have a time to turn around and say, Jesus, our Father, I thank you for what you have gave to me, and I will turn around and bless others as well. No, because the pride of life, the lust of the eyes, and all this which have come that take everything. He said, but is of the world. He says, he is not of the Father. All these things is not of God. All these things is not of the Father. But says, but is of the world. And this we're talking about the world, the prince of this world. He is the God of this world. Glory to God. In the sense of these things which we worship, we're surprised to know who we worship when we worship these things. If they are not of the Father, then who we are worshiping? Glory to God. Then we got to know. The deception is within our lives, and we have to know that we have been deceived. Glory to God. Somewhere. But we have to get rid of these things out of our life in order for God to move within our lives. The Bible stated that if you have a bottle that dirty or a whole time vessel in which it has more wine in there. And the only way the new wine can receive and be not contaminated is to get that old bottle or that old vessel to be clean, to cleanse. Glory to God. So God cannot pour his spirit into it because, in other words, he will not pour a new wine in a dirty vessel. So it got to be cleansed. It got to be clean. Glory to God. It got to be washed. And only way to be washed, you have to give God your lives and let him, glory to God, wash you. The Bible says, wash me. David, when David caught it. And David says, man, what all I have to do? He said, wash me and I shall be clean. Yes, so we have got to be washed. We got to be washed and ask God to wash us, to change our perception, to change our mind, to change the things, the way we think, the way we go at things. And we want to have the master in our life completely. We have to get rid of these things that we live in, eat and drink, and we have it, and we become broke to us, and we need to get rid of them by the hand and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you've got to give it to him and says, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Make me change, Lord, my ways. Let me take upon, Lord, your board, follow you. Change me. Make me not be the same again. Do me, Lord, as you want me to. Lead me. Make me. Now, if you have seen that and you gave that, now you just gave the Lord. and get in prayer. Now, because he will come in your heart. Now, I want to tell you, time is against me, and I just got to tell you, say goodbye, because next week, same time, same place, I'm Minister Asher. Say goodbye, and God bless you a real good in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo!